Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Break with Tej. It's Wednesday, May 30th, Hump Day, 2012. 96.9. Tell somebody tune in right now. We're also streaming live on GuardianTalkRadio.com. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Tej Grant. And we have the Facebook page. Any more people on that Facebook page? Like that Facebook page. It's Coffee Break with Tej. Just type that in and you'll see me. I'll come straight up. And, you know, I'm wearing shades in the studio this morning. And, you know, it's funny because I always thought that people who wore shades indoors were jerks. You know, I always thought that people who wore shades indoors are jerks. But because of the lack of sleep I had last night due to our power failure island-wide here in New Providence, you know, I'm wearing this. I'm wearing my polo shades this morning. I'm styling though. It looks stylish. I think it does. And you know, BC they had a statement, and I'll read to you piece of the statement, the pieces that matter the most. The island-wide outage occurred shortly after midnight when two men employed with a private company were working on a building in the Prince Charles Drive area. During their work, an aluminum ladder came in contact with one of BEC's overhead lines. As a result, both men were injured and rushed to the hospital by ambulance. And so, you know, sometimes a protective relay would have isolated the fault, you know, but that didn't work. That failed, obviously, causing a island-wide outage. And you know, I guess it's not their fault. We can't blame BEC. But the thing is, it's always something on Prince Charles going on to knock the whole island out of whack. We can't have power, you know. And at midnight, two guys working on a building. Two guys in a ladder, you know. That's the story, though. The story is always something like that. It's always two guys in a ladder. You know, three guys, one chainsaw. You know, two guys, one girl, one rubber duck. You know, so it's always that kind of thing. But, you know, we do wish them well. We do wish that they get well soon. And I'm sorry that they had to get hurt like that. It's very unfortunate what happened. It's unfortunate for all of us, too. You know, everybody that had to come to work 9 a.m. this morning, including me, you know. But I'm good, though, and I'm good. I have my coffee. It's coffee break. I'm here with y'all, and, you know, it's always a pleasure to be with you guys. And so I'm counting my blessings right now, man. You know, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. That's how I feel. So I'm counting my blessings right now. And, yeah, we're going to talk about some things. We're going to talk about some social issues when we get back. You know, the budget communication is today. What do you want to see in the budget for you? Let me know. It's a crime, education, the economy. 40,000 plus jobs to deal with. We'll be back. Coffee Break with Tej, 96. I really appreciate teachers. What about the economy? 40,000 plus jobs. How are we going to do that? I think we have somebody on the line that's going to tell us, you know, that's going to chime in on this. Caller, good morning. Welcome to Coffee Break.
Good morning, Tej. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Good. This is Jason, man. I was there a couple weeks ago.
How you doing, man?
Good, good. Been listening to the show, following up.
I appreciate
also,
that.
Got a minute?
Yeah, man.
Of course.
Go ahead. What are you expecting out of the budget communication this morning?
Well, I expect what they already told us. They told us nothing new. It's probably going to be similar to the previous administration's budget. So, you know, people tell you what they want you to hear. And so I think I expect what they said. There's not going to be nothing great, nothing spectacular in regard to their plan. But I will say this. I would expect them to, especially Melanie Griffin, to have a big chunk of the budget because she has so much to say in opposition as opposition spokesman on social services.
Social services, correct.
I expect an array of monetary funds allocated to social services.
I do, too.
Because I remember one of the last press conferences she had was in front of the Simpson Fan Home for Boys. And now, under her watch, she has a big issue where several students, I think it was seven, escaped. So now they're in charge, ready on day one. I'm expecting this grandiose plan of what they're going to do to make this place that, I mean, she has a list. I can send it to you on Facebook of things which she complained about when she was in opposition. So I expect those things to be addressed today.
Yeah, and Jason, I think it's 5 students. I think it was like three guys and two girls. But yeah, it's. I heard they jumped over a barbed wire fence. It's like some, you know, I don't know. I can't imagine. But she said that the facilities are in deplorable conditions. She did say that.
And teach, I would concur with her. When I was home, I visited all the centers because those are places I'm going to be doing my research. And
excellent.
She's right. But those places, see, the facility, it's one thing to talk about this facility. It's another thing to provide funding for those facilities. Those facilities have been in that state for years. Under both administrations, so
definitely.
Again, I try to be as unbiased as possible. I think they're on both administrations, teach, and so again, not only the facilities. I mean, she talked about there's no full-time clinical psychologist there. Well, I think she forgot to remember that she hired a foreigner to come under their watch between 2002 and 2007 to come in to be a consultant. But yet they say they believe in the Bahamas. So again, teach, I look forward to them talking about hiring a Bahamian psychologist for the Simpson fan and for the girls' home and for the inpatient place for the boys. So I'm only expecting what they already said.
Right, right.
And I expect to hear from her. I told her when I worked the polls, I said, remember my face, remember my voice. You will be hearing from me every day, every minute in regards to the social aspect of our country, because geez, you know it's my passion.
Jason, you're holding them accountable, and it's your passion. But for those that listening, you know they can say, man, this guy he's a FNM, man. He talking like
man,
that because he's FNM. That's what they can say. I just telling you what they can say.
Well, they can say all they want. They can hear if they want. I will give them transcripts of letters I wrote to the previous administration condemning things. Every time I came on that island, I was making noise. Maybe not on the airways. But I was making noise to them, telling them, listen, this place is a mess. Fix it.
Right.
They're still tired of me today, Teach. So it doesn't matter with administration, and I can be honest with you, Teach. Who, even if the people say that, that's not my concern. My concern is at the end of the day is the social well-being of my country, period.
Hey, and Jason, just to chime in on the budget communication, what you think agriculture can see some play this year? I mean, because agriculture been taking some guts, too. You know,
well, Teach, I hope it does. You know, one thing I hate to see in the Bahamas is the Dole pineapples. You know, that's just something that's sad. You know, when I go to restaurants and see, you know, the people with the, you know, you ask them, where do you get pineapples? It's the Dole pineapples. You know,
right?
I agree. I believe again. I try to stay within my specialty. Agriculture is not my specialty, but I will say, you know, we must stay at home and utilize the things that we have. Now, I will say this from the little amount of information I know, Teach.
Okay.
I know we don't produce mass amount of things, so I know that's a big setback for us in regards to for big corporations such as Atlantis, and now with
Definitely.
The Hallmark coming on.
Definitely.
We're going to have to... Teach, I want to go back to the social aspect of it. It goes back to a mindset. We have to get our people's mindset out of this thing of thinking that farming is not elite. Farming is not, you know.
Right.
You know, I can tell you this. Me and some friends even talked about opening up a coconut farm in Grand Bahama.
A coconut farm?
And I've been in contact with a company in Jamaica called Origin Juice. And
I'm familiar with them.
Yeah,
I'm quite familiar.
About doing something similar to that effect in Grand Bahama. Now, he and I are supposed to meet this summer, because when I come in the summer, and he's going to walk me through, you know, what he did in Jamaica, and I told him I want to do something similar in the Bahamas, and I would think about being a offshoot location for him in the Bahamas. But the machines for the production of the coconut water are very expensive. I think one machine is like $60,000.
Wow.
And so that's a whole other thing, Teach.
Yeah, man.
They believe in Bahamians. When are we going to... for small business enterprise, you know.
I hope soon,
you know,
brother.
Pardon?
I hope soon. I hope soon they push this small business enterprise, because that's who gonna employ the people at the end of the day. That's where the 40,000 plus is gonna come into play.
Oh yeah, and a coconut farm, Teach, is not just the coconut farm to produce the coconut. From there, we would make the coconut water. We import coconut water in the Bahamas. Why are we doing that? All that land in Grand Bahama. We can have a coconut farm. If we get subsidies, I'm not looking out for a handout from the government. One thing with me, you can find out. I don't want a handout. A hand up is what I would appreciate.
Man,
help us get that coconut farm going.
Jason, let me tell you something, man. They're close by Cotton Bay in Eleuthera. They have coconut trees growing in the wild. You know, and I stayed on the premises there, and the premises, the keeper of the premises, had a gallon of coconut water there every morning I woke up. I kid you not.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't even finish all the coconut water. So they have them growing in the wild, man. We have these things here. And just to drop something in your ear, we have ackee trees. I don't know if you know what ackee is. We don't eat it here in the Bahamas much. But we have ackee trees growing crazy throughout New Providence and in several other islands as well. And they're selling ackee in the stores for $12 over here. $12 for one can.
You right.
So ackee is like gold. Yeah, and aloe.
Aloe farms, you know. We can export that. I mean, Peach, if you know how many medications utilize aloe, or aloe, we say aloes, in their as a part of their, substances, we can have aloe farms. It's just, and again, Peach, it's people like myself and other young people here that are ready and excited to come home. And again, I told people, doesn't matter the party I support, I'm a Bahamian. And if you say you believe in Bahamian, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire, and I'm going to ask you to prove that. Just like we say in the church. Some people say, oh, love God, love people, but you got to prove it. You say you believe in Bahamian, let's prove it.
Let's prove it, definitely. Man, Jason, I thank you for calling in, man.
Yes, sir, and I'll be getting this back with you to get back in July and to get back to talk about some other things coming up.
Yeah, man, definitely. And, I want to tell you, stay encouraged. But for now, all these prices raising, man. Yeast in these prices, eh? Geese in these prices, eh? We can link, Jason.
Yeah.
We can link.
Yes,
all right.
Bye, man.
Later.
Yeah.